Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
And welcome, hour number two. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. We are Realside Radio, and you can find us at realside.com and give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. Whatever you want to talk about in the next few minutes here before we get into the second hour, where I want to talk more about impeachment, but not just about impeachment, but also how the media has been handling this sordid, really dark chapter in our history. And, you know, we all know, if you're listening to this, you're listening to Joe, you're listening to other conservative talk radio as well, we all know the whole run-up to this has nothing to do with Ukraine. It has nothing to do with a quid pro quo for a non-NATO nation where you're trying to do some horse trading. This is done every single day across the world between sovereign nations. This is the way business is done. But the Democrats had decided that they were going to push forward with this, and by hook or crook, they were going to make sure that they were going to emblazon this president with the I word. And the problem is that they're doing it. And why is that a problem? Because after this big shift show that we have seen for the past couple of months, Nancy Pelosi stuffing impeachment down our throat, foie gras style, public support is now cratering on impeachment, according to the latest polls that have just come out today. First of all, remember this earlier poll that came out, I think it was in October. It was a Fox News poll, which the Democrats were all jumping on. It shocked a lot of people, and it suggested that the majority of randomly selected registered voters, not likely voters, registered voters. There's a difference there if you follow your polls. Likely voters are the ones that really matter. But registered voters, anybody that picks up the telephone, showed that from 50% to 41% were all in for impeaching and removing President Trump. And Peggy Noonan, who, quite frankly, I don't know what happened to Peggy. I used to really enjoy her articles. She wrote one of the best biographies of Ronald Reagan. I think it was called When Character Was King. I read it years ago. Peggy Noonan, she said, impeachment, of course, will happen. Polling on impeachment has been fairly consistent. Gallup reporting Thursday's 52% supporting the president's impeachment and removal. And if the needle moves, the Senate will move in the same direction. Well, guess what? It's exactly what didn't happen. The nonpartisan Quinnipiac University reported today that the poll that was released shows a majority of voters now opposing impeachment and removing President Donald Trump from office. It showed that the registered voters, they're still using registered, not likely, opposed removing the president from office by 51 to 45%. Independents now oppose impeaching and removing Trump by 52 to 44%. That's an 8 percentage point difference. So now you've got the impeachment needle moving decisively to the other side. And not only did the needle move not in the way that Noonan forecast it, but also MSNBC. And you know who they're blaming? They're blaming Fox. Listen to this.
Bitterness and this division is not new. And then Watergate came along. You know what the average Democrat thought?
we got a chance here to screw this guy, get this guy. Nixon said we gave them a sword and they plunged it in with relish.
And you most think that's what Democrats are doing today?
No, I'm saying this bitterness and division in this country took decades to develop. It's not a newbie under Trump. Trump's exploited it.
But what is new is the way news is consumed. The poll numbers aren't changing. And we could say, hasn't anybody watched
the
impeachment hearings?
Well, there wasn't a Fox back then.
Over the last
few
weeks.
There wasn't a Fox.
But today, half the country...
There was no Fox back then. It's all Fox News' fault. Because you know, out of the 325 million people in this country, the 3 million that watch Fox News, which is roughly, what, five times the number that watch CNN? The 3 million out of the 325 million, those are the ones that are being polled, apparently. It has nothing to do with the fact that the support of impeachment is collapsing amongst African Americans and Hispanics who are looking at these economic numbers. It has nothing to do with these three screaming leftist professors that came out and basically told everybody that they're stupid idiots and you should listen to them because they work at universities. It has nothing to do with Representative Al Green saying, not only are we going to impeach him this time, but we're going to impeach him again and again and again and again. Nobody wants this. People want USMCA. They want drug prescription prices coming down. They want our national security at the borders strengthened. They don't want this. And Nancy Pelosi looks as if she has really strategically messed up. Yeah, they're going to get their impeachment. And the word impeachment is being diminished just like the word racist and homophobe has been diminished by the left. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Because if you can impeach a president for anything, then none of it matters. These are the same people, Maxine Waters, Gerald Nadler, that stood up 20 years ago and said a bipartisan impeachment is the only way to go. If it's not bipartisan, this shouldn't happen. And there is not one Republican that is voting for impeachment. In fact, more Democrats are now starting to move over to the Republican side, and they will vote no because they are self-serving and don't want to lose their election in 2020 in red districts. This is the biggest stain on Americans' jurisprudence than we can remember. And they're going to be talking about this for years, and the Democrats are going to pay. Coming up next after the break, we have my co-host at America's Voice Live, Amanda Hedge. She's going to be joining us to talk about this and how the media have basically just, well, they cut out their own legs of credibility. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal it. yourself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for you tonight on a beautiful Wednesday across the Fruited Plain. You can find us on the Salem Radio and the GCN Network. 52, but now it is 53 stations. Growing. The flagship is growing. KXLE up in Washington State. Beautiful part of the country. 1240 AM. Welcome everybody there in Washington State. I think this is the third radio station in the state of Washington as the as the ship just continues to push out. And we've got great folks, listeners like you, that are joining us at realside.com, therealside.com, where the chat room is alive with fans just having a great time. And talking about having a great time, I have a great time every day with my guest coming up here, Amanda Head, who is my co-host at America's Voice Live. That's at America's Voice News. And if you're not watching that, you can download that on Roku and Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and all the streaming places that people stream. The Hollywood Conservative, and she is also the host for The Rebel, and you've seen her on Fox News. Welcome, Amanda. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It wasn't that long ago since we chatted about some of the things we're probably going to chat about again.
Yep, you can find us 11 to 1 Pacific time, that is 2 to 4 East Coast time at America's Voice News and America's Voice Live. So, Amanda, you know, the whole process we're talking about, and my little rant before bringing you on here, is that the polls are going in the opposite direction that the Democrats were hoping for. But they're standing up there with this pious invocations to the founding fathers, you know, that democracy is at stake, and, you know, and the fact is that people are tuning out and turning off besides their base. They can't turn it around, though, can they? They've passed the Rubicon, the point of no return at this point, haven't they?
Yeah, and, you know, you speak about piety, and I just picture Nancy Pelosi up there. It's a wonder to me that she didn't try to compare our founding fathers to Catholics, because we know how much she loves to invoke her Catholic religion. But it's too far gone. They are going to have to hold the vote, because they have now not only gone down the path of the impeachment inquiry, but they have now announced that they are probably going to have a vote for the end of the week. And I'm not going to get my hopes up, but can you imagine if polling was so impactful on these Democrats in red districts that they actually voted against it? And then not only did they waste all of this time and money and American taxpayer interest on impeachment, but then they lose in the House where they have the majority. It's not completely inconceivable. But if those people in red districts are paying attention to polling, they might want to rethink their answer.
So here's the numbers, and I'm just going from memory here, because you and I, we talk about this every day at America's Voice Live on America's Voice News. We're looking at 31 red districts that went blue for Congress in 2018. That's how they got back the House. Brad Pascal suggests that he already thinks he's got 18 in the bag to turn the House back red. Don't be complacent, folks. You still got to get out there and vote. But Nancy Pelosi is probably looking, and this is my memory serving right now, I don't know how good this is, maybe about 9, 10, or 11 of those seats that are really in danger, where Congress people, Democrats, are now going to town halls and people are screaming at them. She's going to give them a pass. She can only lose 18, Amanda. So if Nancy Pelosi is going to give 10 or 11 of them, quote unquote, permission, that means that she may have 7 or 8. Could you imagine the shock that she would wake up and not have those votes? How embarrassing would that be?
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's not inconceivable. I guess the mature side of me, now the immature side of me, wants to stick it to the Democrats and then be absolutely mortified and destroyed over this. The mature side of me takes a 30,000-foot view and thinks to myself, you know, the overarching thing to all of this is just how sad it is. How sad it is that they have not only dragged the president, but they've dragged members of the House of Representatives, of course, Devin Nunes, releasing or, you know, going into his phone records, but also the American people who I think are just turning it off. I had a conversation yesterday with two very, very left-leaning, bleeding-heart liberals who one voted for Hillary Clinton, one voted for Jill Stein, and the one who voted for Hillary Clinton voted her spouse who voted for Jill Stein. Anyway, and they just turned it off because, you know, Dave, you and I remember the days of when I first started watching the news when I was, I don't know, 10 years old, and I started to actually moderately care about this type of stuff, and you would watch CNN because that was the mid-90s, and, you know, there would be numerous news stories, and there would be a continuous cycle of stories, not only American news, but from across the globe. And now it's not. It is 24/7 impeachment. It's 24/7 Trump derangement syndrome. It's 24/7 liberalism. And, you know, who was it? Michael Savage, liberalism is a mental disorder. It is. And now they're completely consumed with it.
I want to talk to you, we're coming into our break here in just a minute or so, 2 minutes, and I want to talk to you about the media after the break as well, get some more specifics on all of this. But let me ask you this, because, you know, when we talk about these polls that have shifted, we're seeing that there's an 8-point split now with independents. They've gone the opposite direction of Nancy and team, and we're seeing it with African-Americans. We're seeing it with Hispanics. You and I talk about this daily. And they're taking a look at the economic numbers, and as we know, the polls that have just came out with Emerson and Rasmussen are showing that a third of African Americans are now supporting this president. That's up from 8%. I think that's what voted for him. Maybe it was even 6%. So something is going wrong for the Democrats in this direction.
Yeah, and, you know, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine the other day regarding Blexit and Hispanics for Trump and all of these movements where we see people shifting over to the right. That's not really a new thing. After the civil rights movement, after the Civil War, we saw a lot of blacks, you know, obviously were part of the Republican Party. And then what happened? They left. And I mean, this dates back millennia upon millennia. You think about, you know, the Jews being led out of Egypt, and then they eventually ended up cursing their liberators.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to be cautious about is when we have people coming over to our side, there's got to be something that holds them there. So whether that's policy, whether that is the personality of the party, which let's face it, in the year 2020, party personality has a lot to do with it. It's why we lost, you know, with Romney. It's why in the last 20 years or so, when we've had these Republicans who are high road Republicans who don't actually reach out to the black community and reach out to the Hispanic community and reach out to the Jewish community, we've got to make sure that when they leave the Democrat Party behind, they are not just leaving that behind to go to anything else,
right,
but we actually have something to offer them.
Right. We're going to have you stick through the break here because I want to talk about the media collapsing under this weight of impeachment and where people can find solutions to getting actual news today. We've got Amanda Head, my co-host at America's Voice Live. You can also find Amanda at The Rebel. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America?
Joe
Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio
it?
Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is continuing its proceedings in finalizing the impeachment articles against President Trump. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened the debate on the articles.
If the president can first abuse his power and then stonewall all congressional requests for information, Congress cannot fulfill its duty to act as a check and balance against the executive, and the president becomes a dictator.
The committee's top Republican, Doug Collins, says Democrats are predisposed toward impeachment without the evidence to back it up.
This is our third. I'll count it into tomorrow for three. Three hearings in this committee of impeachment, and that's all we're having.
The Democrats hope to have the articles ready for a vote for the full Senate by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can I, couple of nitwits?
Welcome back, Real Side. Dave Sussman here. Guess who's sitting in here at realside.com. You could follow us at realside.com and also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And enjoying having a discussion with my co-host on my day job over at America's Voice Live at America's Voice News, Amanda Head, the Hollywood conservative. And Amanda, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about media and Hollywood and all of this right now, because and I want to go back to somebody that you and I have both spoken with several times, and that's Molly Hemingway over at The Federalist. Yesterday on Fox News's special report, I'm just going to read a couple of quotes that she stated, and she said that the FBI and the Department of Justice knew by 2017 that the dossier was complete rubbish. Media completely disparaged the Nunes memo and completely supported the Schiff memo, and they were utterly humiliated by what came out of this report yesterday, referring obviously to the Horowitz report. Now, today, as you and I were reporting on Horowitz speaking at the Senate, we were probably, next to Fox News, one of the only media outlets out there that are actually reporting on this. CNN didn't even report on any of the Republican senators that were asking questions. They would only go to the Democrats. Let me just ask you, you know, you're in media, you've been in media, you talk about media all the time. How bad has it gotten now for the mainstream media in regards to this and narrative and Trump?
You know, the media, I think, used to try to hide their bias, but the cat's out of the bag. And I think that now, I mean, we know from some of those Project Veritas videos that, you know, specifically CNN, that the order comes down from Jeff Zucker to cover Russia, and they don't bother trying to cover anything else. And I think they're kind of at the place where they have settled into this comfortable position where they don't have to hide it anymore. They don't have to cover anything with a veil of neutrality or anything like that. And it's disgusting because you look at the way that they covered the House Intelligence Committee and then the House Judiciary Committee hearings on impeachment. They covered Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff's opening statements, top to bottom, and from what I watched, which obviously I can't watch all of it because you and I are on air, but they wasted no time and no airwaves covering that. That's important to them. It's essential to them. And then it comes to this today, and did they cover opening statements? Not a freaking chance. And I think they think that they can pull the wool over the American people's eyes. And I know that, you know, CNN, MSNBC, they only hover around 1, 2, or 3 million viewers. So maybe that is, you know, the 1% of America who actually buys into that and believes, you know, they just absorb everything that those networks are telling them and they don't bother to reach out beyond those sources. But this is why they continue to lose viewers, because they have become so brazen. But it doesn't matter, because they have airports airing their network, and they have money coming from their board, and they have, you know, they have bukus of money coming in from all of these different liberal directions. And it doesn't matter if they can sell the advertising or if they can get the views, because they're comfortable and they're making enough money and they're doing just fine.
You know, a lot of folks may be listening to this, maybe haven't heard of this, but, you know, our good friend over, good friends over at Project Veritas, you know, they actually got Jeff Zucker and his minions over there to admit that this is all about impeachment. It's all about taking out President Trump. And as you said, when you were younger, I remember I was, not to age myself, but I was in college doing Desert Storm, and we sat around, you know, somebody's 20-inch television set, because that was a pretty big TV back in the day, watching CNN and the invasion of Baghdad in Iraq. And it was CNN. That was it. And they were the most trusted name in news because they were trusted. And you had real people, you know, real reporters that are on there that reported both sides. It wasn't just Donald Trump, though, Amanda, that made the switch to the media. This has been going on for quite some time, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have been in the tank. I mean, think about how they criticized George W. That's when I was in, I was high school at that point. And I remember how they excoriated him. And just the way that they spoke about him, and I was so shocked because, and this may be the reason I love talk radio, but we were fortunate enough to grow up with both sets of grandparents nearby, so we were able to have that quality grandparent time, and all four of my grandparents loved to listen to talk radio, and they always had it on NPR. And the reason I know that they covered everything is because I specifically remember when the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings were happening, and they were talking about what happened in the Oval Office, and I remember my grandmother very quickly switching off the radio because I was too young to really, I mean, I wouldn't have even understood what a lot of those things were that they talked about, but she didn't want me to hear that. So that's how I know that even in the mid to late 90s, they were still relatively neutral. Maybe not late 90s, but mid 90s for sure.
Yeah. And I remember listening to Rush in the early 90s, followed by G. Gordon Liddy. I remember him on talk radio, and Michael Savage and all those guys. And I think that's where my love for talk radio came from as well. But growing up with my mom in the car, we'd listen to Michael Jackson, the South African, not the singer, and Tony Grant, the psychologist, you know, and I was like, wow, you can do that? You can sit in front of a microphone and just talk to people and have discussions and people will listen to you? I was like, yeah. And then I saw what they were getting paid. So I decided to go in another direction. But let's talk about, you know, where we are right now, because this divide with trust in the media, as you talk about, Fox News is by far and away the number one cable news station. They only get 3 million viewers on a good night. There's 325 million people in the country. CNN gets 600,000 and their numbers are going down. So where does the media go? I know you and I have or an alternative channel. But talk about what you see happening right now in media and the future.
You ask, where do they go? I don't think they go anywhere, especially now. I think that people, you know, we're gearing up for the holidays. It's these kitchen table topics that most Americans care about. It's the fact that for Thanksgiving, they could get a turkey and a ham. For Christmas, they can buy their kids an extra present, or they can fill their stocking with better stuff other than crap they buy at the dollar store. Those are the types of things that people notice at, you know, throughout the year, but particularly at the end of the year. And those are the types of things that people care about. They don't care what you know, the House Committee on Oversight is saying about so-and-so. They don't care what, you know, how many drafts had to go through the Office of Management and Budget. They don't care about those types of things. And we're news junkies. We obviously have our particular media venues that we like to go through. But today, you and I were talking about the Time magazine cover with this Greta Thunberg kid. I was literally, as we were on break, I was Googling Time magazine cover generator. And there is a website, imgflip.com, where you can generate your own Time Person of the Year cover. And I'm sitting here thinking, how many people do that just as a joke? But how many of those people actually would be a better Time Person of the Year than Greta Thunberg? But the media is selling this crap. And look, on the topic of climate change and global warming and all this stuff, two days ago, we covered Steve Harvey asking the question of the Miss Universe pageant, and he rolls his eyes about a question about climate change. That right there, I will tell you, that is the most demonstrable visual example of how the American people feel about this type of crap.
Yeah, and folks, if you want to find that we put that up on Whiskey Politics a couple of days ago. Amanda, you know, 2 hours a day just isn't enough because I'm having so much more fun with you on the radio here tonight. Tell everybody where folks can find you, obviously at America's Voice News, but outside of that as well.
Yes, go to my website, thehollywoodconservative.us, and I'm on Twitter at Amanda Head.
Awesome. And listen, I got to tell you, I couldn't ask for a better co-host to do this show with on a daily basis at America's Voice Live. She is articulate. She's very easy on the eyes. She knows what's going on, and it's just it's a fountain of information and knowledge. So not to be too self-serving for me, but folks, follow Amanda Head and check in with us at America's Voice Live every single day from 11 to 1. And you can find that on America's Voice News on Roku and download it on Apple TV and everything else as well. And I will be seeing you tomorrow morning, bright and early, in pre-production. So thanks so much for joining
me. Indeed. All right. Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks so much. I greatly appreciate it. And, folks, we're going to be back here after the break. We're going to talk a lot more about media and everything else that is just, you know, I don't know about you guys. But the whole discussion for the past couple of months has been cancerous. I think it's cancerous on the American body politic. And I'm going to talk about some of these poll numbers and everything else that the Democrats, I think, you know, sometimes you shouldn't wish for the things that you're going to get, because when you get them, you might turn around and realize that you didn't want them to begin with. And we're going to talk about reasons why after the break. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be back after these commercials.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman. It is really a pleasure being here tonight on a Wednesday night. It is always a pleasure sitting in the chair for Joe. And you can find us at realside.com, therealside.com, and also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor at Whiskey Politics, where you can find that at America's Voice News, as well as my daily show with my lovely guest, my co-host that just joined me, and that was Amanda Head from 9 to 11 daily at America's Voice News. So I want to, okay, rant on. Here we go, folks. I'm warning you. I'm getting warmed up here because I got to tell you, I think that when we take a look at Michael Horowitz, what he has said in both the report and what he said at the Senate hearing today is the equivalent of James Comey exonerating Hillary Clinton for her crimes. You remember that moment back in 2016 in July when James Comey came up and he listed a whole litany of the crimes that Hillary Clinton committed. You remember? 33,000 emails and storing a server with secure information in her basement at home. Okay. And then he had the record scratching moment where he said, however, what Michael Horowitz, the DOJ inspector general, presented us with this documented list of crimes, fraud, deception in the FISA warrant application process by the FBI, that then the record scratch moment happened again. He says, never mind. These are all bureaucratic mistakes. They're not made with any bias. No political bias or malfeasance. And you're listening to this and you're shaking your head with the understanding, we all know what happened. We've been watching this. And he suggests that he finds that the FBI would not have had enough claimed evidence to secretly surveil former Trump aide Carter Page and thus the Trump 2016 campaign without using a dossier of opposition research that was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign. They used this dossier to substantiate this investigation and the wiretapping and the illegal spying that took place. They want to call it wiretapping. It's spying. But I just want to share with you, John Solomon, he begs to differ from Michael Horowitz, suggesting that the odds of so many inaccuracies, so many omissions being unintentional, it absolutely boggles the mind. And I'm just going to read off a quick list here that we haven't been hearing about in our mainstream media because they're not reporting on this because it does not support their narrative. Orange Man bad. This is going to take away from that narrative. You remember, they call everything we've been talking about here regarding CrowdStrike and everything else that happened with the FISA investigation as conspiracy theories. Solomon notes, based upon the Horowitz reports, 51 violations of the Woods procedures to vet evidence, 17 significant errors in the FISA application, 9 false statements, 9 inaccurate statements, 33 statements without verification or supporting evidence, and 4 informants used to target the Trump 2016 campaign. Like Hillary's 33,000 emails under subpoena, this is no accident. This is intent. 51 violations to vet evidence, 17 significant errors of the FISA applications, 9 false statements, 9 inaccurate statements, 33 statements without verification or supporting evidence, and 4 informants. Folks, this isn't some small clerk making a typo. The FBI knew that Carter Page was not a spy and was something of a government of informant who briefed the government on all of his trips to and activities with Russia. Tellingly, the spy, quote unquote, who allegedly triggered all of this was never arrested, never charged with anything, and allowed to roam the globe freely. This is a fraudulent dossier that the FBI knew that the first FISA warrant was based on. They knew it was a fraudulent dossier, and they still allowed it to move forward. James Comey signed off on it because they knew that the FISA court, and I think the only thing that's going to come out of all of this is that the FISA court is going to get a serious revamping because they approve over 99% of the FISA requests. They don't even look at this paperwork. Over 99% is approved. Yet Comey and the FBI knew that this dossier was bad. They knew that Steele, Christopher Steele, could not be trusted. They knew that Trump's political enemies financed the dossier, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, in the height of a presidential election. And yet, they still allowed this thing to plow ahead through multiple FISA applications, knowing darn well that it was all based upon a bunch of malarkey. That's the word of the month. They were committing fraud, ladies and gentlemen, upon the court. This was fraudulent, and the court approved it because they basically greenlight everything that comes to them. I'm just going to say this. All of those who signed the FISA applications, including James Comey, are felons. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Think about what this country has endured for the past 3 years. Forget about the $30, $40 million that's been spent on the investigations and the Mueller report. But the divide, the hate that Americans have for each other in 2019 is ripping us apart. And the Democrats, for their sake of power, have doubled down ruination of the electoral process, ruination of the checks and balances of legislative over the executive branch. Be damned. They were all in on it. They knew. They lied to the court. And they are, unindicted as of right now, co-conspirators in this criminal plot to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States. How is this acceptable? Attorney General Bill Barr, John Durham, U.S. attorney, who has prosecutorial powers, by the way, neither of them are amused by this. They're watching this very closely. And the Durham report is probably going to be coming out right in the heat of the 2020 election. Look for it in the spring or the summer. Because John Durham has prosecutorial powers, and there are some folks that need to be taken down. They will not let this go. But I just got to say this. How sad is it? For the sake of the Democrats who could not get over, emotionally getting over, losing to Trump, the unlosable, unthinkable election of Donald Trump, where Hillary Clinton was 92% favored by the New York Times the morning of the election. They couldn't accept it. They couldn't pull up their bootstraps and move on and say, well, okay, better luck next time. We'll go and get them next time in 2018 and 2020. No, instead, they became the caricature of the extreme, deranged leftists that are out there screaming in the streets. They became their own meme. The left are children. They are emotionally infants. They shouldn't be allowed anywhere near taking control of power ever again until you get a new batch of Democrats, preferably like John F. Kennedy. I met Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last night, by the way. Interesting guy. I don't agree with him politically. That's neither here nor there. But the left are children. And we need to do everything in our power to prevent it, which means we need to take back the media in some way. And that's what we're going to be talking about next with Kent Emmons, who's got a brand new network coming up called Crave News. I'll be right back here after the break. Don't go anywhere. Third hour is going to be fascinating.